Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jess. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara, a beauty podcast.
For people everywhere. I wonder how many people are new and like don't know who we are or what this is or where they stumbled.
It happens all the time. I get messages and yeah, we get new listeners every week and they come in and they're like, what's this pod family about? Welcome, everyone. Welcome. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
I'm the nerdy one. The science corner.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm much more than that.
Well, you know what? That's a nice segue to what I was going to ask you. I clicked on an ad. I bet you they love it when this happens. You click on a thing and you think it's like a piece of like a clothing item or whatever, but it's actually like an ad for another site. And then like, lo and behold, there you are in another, your journey has begun.
And it's an article with like 17 slides to get you to the, yes.
But it's not like teen stars, where are they now? Like this was actually like a cute pic.
Okay.
Anyway, I found myself on this site called Fashion Beans, and it's a men's fashion site, and it's actually quite good. But there's this whole article, 114 best questions to ask a girl to know her better in 2023. And I was like, wait, this is genius, and I need to read it. Anyway, first of all, these are amazing questions for when we do the Fat Mascara 5. I'm totally taking from this. So thank you.
Did you just ChatGPT our show? No. Guys, you too can be an interviewer. Just click on that ad online and figure out how to ask people questions.
Listen,
ask me some of these questions?
Yeah, so first of all, the writer is Jane Elmets. So thank you, Jane Elmets. I'm giving credit. I'm not plagiarizing. But I wanted to ask you a few because I think she did a really nice job. And I also love that this is actually an amazing resource for guys, because if a man asked me these questions, like over drinks, I would be like, he really cares about me. He's a really great guy. He listens.
Okay.
All right, ready?
I mean, 114 is a lot.
She even breaks it out at questions to ask a girl over text.
Oh, okay. All right, this is good if you're dating and you're doing the whole dating by text. Are they worthy of an IRL meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these. Let's see if Jess would date me.
It's a really, I just, and the flirty questions. This person's good. And I
don't
think this
ask
is
me
also,
the flirty ones.
No. I think it's
what
just
are you
good
wearing?
Conversation. I think this is just good questions. It's just not, it's not like sexual. Okay, ready? It's going to ask you a few. I didn't think about this before. Because I don't think people, and I did not prompt Jen about this. So I was just like, this is not like scripted. I just thought this would be good. Especially since not everybody knows Jen. Okay, ready? What are your long-term goals? No, we know it's the farm. Okay. Jen, do you have any bad habits? We're going to go to a positive one, a second one.
My bad habit is, I'll tell you, you know what the best is when your partner tells you what your bad habit is? Oof. This is the thing that Eric hates most about me. Do you know this? You know this answer.
I actually don't.
So we go to art museums a lot. He says I get way too close to public artworks.
Oh, I think that I know. it makes you nervous?
It makes him nervous. But like anywhere, anything comes up that's like a rule or a line, like a do not cross, I want to test it. Like I just get me up in there. Like I do, rules aren't for me. Like, is that a Van Gogh? Well, I want it 3 inches from my face. So that did happen just recently. We took Atlas to the—
Where'd you guys go?
We went to the MoMA, and so we saw Starry Night, and of course, I got too close to it.
But there's a barrier to just go, like, your ankles, your shins against the rope.
Well, Atlas was with me because, like, our bodies were behind the rope, but, like, of course, we leaned our faces in, so technically they were over the rope. Yeah, that's my bad habit. I get too close to art.
Okay, okay. I mean, first of all, I want to tell this. I don't like this one. It says, why'd your last relationship end? I strike that. Please omit that from— you should ask
how
that.
Much time do you have?
Yeah. No. I'm not asking you. I just think that this should be omitted. Okay, ask me one more because I know that we want to get to the content of the show. I just thought this was a really cool thing, and it really struck me, especially since we ask these kind of random questions. Okay, ready? I'll ask this if you don't mind. Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, Zendaya.
Oh, okay.
Like, come on.
She is. I think you said that before. She's very fabulous.
I think both of these things have probably come up on the podcast. Who's your celebrity crush?
I have a couple. I really like Christian Bale from a while ago. Like, right now, I haven't seen a recent picture of him, but I think his intent, not like his, like, when he went off on the set of, was it Dark Knight? He went off and he was yelling at everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not intense. Turned on by the yelling.
He has a dark intensity, doesn't he?
But I do like his general like vibes, and I think he's extremely handsome.
Yeah, TDH, tall, dark, and handsome.
His whole vibe, I really like. But yeah, the yelling is not— that wasn't like the reason.
Hmm.
But I'm like overlooking the yelling.
All right, I'll let you go with that. Are there others? I don't know.
Oh, there's so many, but I you know. That's a whole—
but you're here for
show.
The beauty content, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, everyone meet Jen.
Yep, that's me. So I also have 23 years of experience in beauty journalism and have worked at many major magazines. I have a column at The Cut. I interview founders and celebrities about beauty, and I wax poetic about beauty culture, as does Jess, and we have lots of expertise in that area. So you came to the right place. Welcome. We are going to do the news, right? What else are we going to do? You guys came through last week with our Raise a Wands. Mm. Jess and I, well, Jess specifically was looking for a body scrub for her pet pig. No, for herself. And you guys really came through. So we're going to get into that as well. You ready to do the show with us?
Ready.
They're ready. You're ready. Let's do it. Okay, before Jess gets deep into the beauty news, it is almost May 1st, which is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. I have a PSA. I have a PSA for our listeners. If you're in the New York area, you can get a free skin cancer screening. And get this, you don't have to wait in line. You can like sign up and get a session with a top dermatologist here in New York City, completely free. They'll also do Vizias. They're doing Vizias. If you ever were wondering like how your skin looks, like do you have too much redness? Do you need to work on your texture? They have those as well. This is all sponsored by La Roche-Posay. It's at Hudson Yards near Jess's old house in Manhattan on Monday. So this is what you have to get away from work if you're a Monday to Friday worker. Monday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, May 1st, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I will put the link to sign up for your free skin cancer screening in the show notes so you can do that because I want everybody to get a skin cancer screening, which you should do basically once a year. Something on a related note, I'm not sure if Gen Z knows about. So I just saw this study, and before we get into some more news, this is a survey from the company Skin Proud. They did a research on Gen Z to see what they knew about skincare or sunscreen and sun care, and They're doing okay, but there were just a couple of things I had to share with you, which, like, take this as you will, Jess. The good sign is 43% of Gen Z knows that SPF, sunscreen, reduces signs of aging. So I was like, oh, definitely when I first started in beauty, 43% of the population did not know that sun causes aging, right? But this is weird to me. Only 41% know that sun increases your risk of skin cancer. So somehow
what
the beauty
do they
marketing
think
message
the sunscreen is for?
For anti-aging. Isn't that crazy? I mean, I'm sure a lot of them also know it's to protect you from skin cancer, but it's like we appeal to vanity so much to get people to wear sunscreen to protect their health that now it's thought of as this anti-aging product by a lot of younger people. I thought that was kind of interesting. Also, the fact that 76% of Gen Z knows that preventing skin damage from a young age is easier than trying to cure it when you're older. I didn't know that when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I was like, when I get the wrinkle, I'll deal with it. I mean, maybe I did because I'm like a beauty editor. And then these last two stats are the ones where I was like, oh, okay. 41%, I kid you not, 41% of Gen Z think sunscreen protects from X-rays. So maybe they know about UVA rays, UVB rays, X-rays.
Wait, they think that sunscreen protects from what?
X-rays. That's right. When you go to the dentist and you're getting like an x-ray of your teeth, what do they do, guys? They put a lead vest over you because you need lead to protect you from x-rays. What are they thinking over here? You just...
Let's wrap it up.
Like, I'm just going to put on some sunscreen and then... And I can't see my bones between my body because I have sunscreen on. I'm so confused why people think that sunscreen protects from x-rays. Okay, anyway. And the last one, this is just so random, but 14% of people think salt water causes skin damage.
I could see that.
You could see that one more than the x-ray?
Yeah.
But the x-ray one, 41% of Gen Z. I guess they think of an x-ray maybe as like a UVA ray, a UVB ray, a gamma ray. Maybe they weren't thinking of what an x-ray is. But just so you know, guys, if you're going somewhere, don't put on sunscreen to protect yourself from x-rays. You definitely need a lot more than that or you will be radiated. Okay. That's my public service announcement. Now let's get into the fun stuff.
Well, this is kind of it's a hodgepodge today. I mean, I guess, yeah, it's always a hodgepodge. The news is a hodgepodge. All right. Well, I'm very excited about this news that just came in because I find this is like some sexy beauty news. This is a sexy beauty partnership. This is a partnership that, hallelujah, makes some sense. We've got two big stars in the room, okay? We've got, and both, by the way, former Fat Mascara guests. We've got Sir John and Killian Hennessy. Boom! Partners in business. Sir John is now the makeup creative director for Killian. I saw the little video that is on both of their Instagrams. If you want to, like, just get the flavor, get the feel, it feels like they're having fun.
Well, Killian is very fun. I do remember from our interview.
Oh my God, yes. And Sir John's fun too.
Oh yeah, we've interviewed both of them. Look at that. It's two former Fat Mascara guests getting together. I love that. Oh, and that means there's probably more beauty, like color cosmetics coming out from Killian, which I cannot wait for.
Few things I want to hit. Sir John, to my knowledge, Sir John works for a couple of makeup brands in the past few years. The biggest one is L'Oreal. He's most often seen tied with Beyoncé as like Beyoncé's makeup artist. It's nice to see him be like the star. Then Killian, to your point, has had makeup, but it's just been those lipsticks, the scented lipsticks, and they're all like reds. It's very exciting to see what is Sir John going to do here.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. But also, like, I feel like when you see a big star makeup artist with a brand, the big star makeup artist goes to like a big corporate company and it's like, okay, put the handcuffs on. This doesn't feel like this. This feels like
Isamaya at Byredo.
It feels like a creative person.
Yeah.
In like a smaller company. No offense, Killian, but it's still a creative company.
He'll be able to put his imprint on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very exciting. Anyway, moving along. Today in stupid TikTok stuff. Have you seen this like beef tallow moment?
Oh, what are they going to think of next?
Oh my God.
Please share. Okay. Please explain.
Oh my God. So I think this is like a storm in a teacup, hopefully. Like, I think this is like not really a thing, but people need to report on stuff. I only found out about this because I saw it on the New York Post, which like sadly I like read way too often. Refresh, refresh, refresh. But this is a thing that's happening. People on TikTok are really, or when I say people, some people on TikTok are saying like, beef tallow is a thing. Beef tallow is basically like beef fat, and you can find it in certain soaps and certain like facial moisturizers. Beef tallow, I remember doing a story about this in Cosmo like 95 years ago, was originally used in soap. This is not like a new technology. This is actually the oldest.
No, it's how you made soap.
Fat and lye.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Fat plus lye equals soap. So this is like older than dirt. But now some folks are like, hey, this is tallow soaps, which actually still do exist. There's a lot of smaller companies that do them. If you type in like tallow soap.
More so outside of the United States, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are some like, you know, mom and pops, like in the Etsy space and like Amazon manufacturers. You can find them. And some folks are being like, no, you know, I tried everywhere. And this is the one that cured my eczema. This is the only thing. It's that like Jeff and I laugh, my husband and I laugh because it's like, it's that templated origin story of the small company. Like, nothing worked on my eczema until I cooked this stuff in my kitchen.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know us well, Jess's husband is a cosmetic chemist.
That's his back. Not a cosmetic chemist, but right, that's his background. Like, yeah. And it's, you know, it's very often an authentic story, but there's just so many of them. So I found this, anyone who listens to this show will completely know that you're not going to be surprised that I'm upset by this because animals are very close to my heart. I find this very upsetting because it feels like there's so many other options out there. Why are you going backwards? And
to an occlusive. Fatty-based. I mean, soap isn't occlusive, yeah. But yeah, like, come on.
When there's so much, like the industry has moved forward, why are you going to this outdated sort of formula? But then some folks have said, and I don't want to name check her, but there's a very big influencer who says, no, this is the way forward. And it's also, or maybe not the way forward, but this is an amazing option because it's sustainable. She has a logical, I see her point.
Do you know how much methane?
No. I'm not. I know.
Production produces?
No, I understand. I'm not saying she's right, but she's saying if you're going to use like all of the parts of this, dude, you know, I'm not going to be like, yeah, let's keep going with.
Trust me, the tallow gets used for other things. You don't. It's not going to waste unless you make your lye soap for your. Oh my God!
I see what she's trying to rationalize. She's trying to rationalize, but how are you? How do you have a leg to stand on by saying, "Okay, I've got 30 shelves of vegan moisturizer, but this is the one."
Like nose to tail eating, fine. If you have a farm and you're gonna,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, butcher and use your animals for your family's food or other people's food, like that makes sense to me if you're trying to make that argument. But for your skincare soap, I don't know.
I know.
Good luck. I hope your skin is great.
There's just no reason to go this way when there's so many
other
options.
Yes, there is. Clicks, likes, content, people talking about it, which is what we're doing right now. I swear they do this just to get us talking. Okay.
I'm ready to move along, but find another TikTok trend.
There's plenty.
Okay. So anyway, let's move away from exploiting animals for TikTok trends and stop normalizing tallow. Okay, moving along. This isn't exactly a headline in terms of like hot news, but I thought that Rachel Strugratz, who always does interesting work, had a nice sort of op-ed moment in Business of Fashion. She talked about, you know, this is like 6 years on, the aging rebrand that never was. And she talked about how when Allure banned the words anti-aging in 2017, it was a very bold move, well-intentioned, but did it ever really change anything? Jen, what do you think?
I think this sounds a lot like the body positivity movement that sort of rose in 2017, and we all patted ourselves on the back that we were moving forward, mm-hmm. and then it slightly, gently, slowly slipped backwards.
There's no sort of conclusion here, but it definitely made me think for a few minutes.
Definitely the language that brands have used in the last 3 years has changed. There's well aging, mm-hmm. there's like positive aging, whatever. But have we demonized the word aging?
Anti-aging is another one that she said.
Yeah, but also aging is a privilege, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll be glad to be aging. It's okay. She has a point. And we're still trying to fight ageism in society. So the way we do that is by looking less old, for what it's worth.
I was thinking about Courtney Cox talking about taking out her fillers and all of that. But yeah, it's still, I don't know. Have a read.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge movement. I think it's a notable footnote right now.
Yeah. Anyway, check it out. Everyone just wanted to point to it because it was really interesting.
I'll put a link for everybody on our website, fatmascara.com.
And some other hot news. For those of you, as you know, you reset this morning to say that we both have been in beauty for, oh my God, over 2 decades. God help us. But I have one leg very much in the fashion world. I'm the director of beauty at Moda, and the term quiet luxury gets bandied about quite a lot. It is almost comical.
Succession, like, is the epitome of quiet luxury fashion, right?
Quiet luxury.
And that's still going on.
And the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. I mean, quiet luxury is just having a moment. Well, according to the Robb Report, quiet luxury searches for...
I haven't heard of that in a while.
The searches for quiet luxury have skyrocketed 373%.
Over. Y'all, if you need to search quiet luxury, you don't know how to do quiet luxury.
373% over the past month, okay? So everybody wants the Succession aesthetic, quiet luxury, stealth wealth, old money style. So I've been thinking about how that impacts beauty, if at all. Jen, what do you think?
There's a complete beauty version of this. It's the shelf in the person's bathroom that you go in at a house that you're like amazed by, and they know the codes. Aesop hand soap was one of them. I would say that's a quiet luxury code of like a couple years ago, or obviously a Chanel hand cream sitting out. Mm-hmm. Like there's just these certain products that say like, yeah, I know this cost 8 times as much as it needed to, but damn, it's good.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I would bet like $100, not that you've agreed to this bet or anyone is agreeing with me, but I think like in season 1 or season 2, Kendall had a botter cream in his bathroom. Pretty sure.
Of Succession. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is one of my skills that like you don't even have to freeze frame the movie. I can tell you what's in the medicine cabinet when like the girl opens up really quickly, mm-hmm. and closes. See that Tata Harper bright green or whatever it is. Botter, definitely some quiet luxury there.
Yeah. Team Botter. They would definitely know because I'm sure they screamed when they're watching it. That's a very quiet luxury brand. What are some other ones?
Like I would say the Baccarat perfume is not quiet luxury.
No.
That was. Maybe, but like it says to people like, that's like the Gucci bag. That's the like obvious logoed luxury because it's such a distinctive smell. I think it's just the things in the know people have. I don't know. I'm not luxurious and I don't know that I belong to this class of people, so I'm not sure.
I think like Aqua Universalis is quiet luxury though.
Yes, Kirk Dijon. I have that one. I actually almost wore it to a party where I saw you this week and I was like, this is a party with beauty people. I can't wear it because it's too subtle. Like it's just like, you know, I seriously picked up the bottle and thought that to myself. I was like, I need to pick something more interesting because I'm going to pee with people who like interesting, mm-hmm. perfume. That's the one you wear to the trial. Like when you're at the skiing trial.
For sure.
I'm just really, I don't know, I'm so fascinated by this.
Maybe a Kerastase mask? I don't know. That's not anymore, but that used to be like, ooh, Kerastase mask. Crown Affair has a little quiet luxury about it. It's unassuming, but it says, I came to play.
And the colors, the palettes. Yeah, I don't know. I've just been thinking about this a lot. Anyway.
Now we've put it in the brain of all the fam, too.
Yeah.
Thinking about quiet luxury.
And also, do you give a damn about quiet luxury and beauty? Do you care? Does this trend resonate with you? All interesting stuff. Okay, that's the news from me.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah.
that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand, and we're going to start with Monica from London.
Hi, Jess and Jen. Monica from London calling with a body scrub recommendation. I absolutely love the Dove exfoliating body scrub in the crushed macadamia nut and rice milk scent. It's so incredible because it leaves my skin silky, soft, and smooth, but without being overly harsh. It's also not greasy or oily, and it has such a delicious scent. It's a beautiful gourmand. It's incredibly yummy, but without being a sweet gourmand. It also doesn't separate in the container, doesn't leave my shower dirty or messy, and I can put my little paws in there repeatedly without it getting gross. It's incredibly affordable. I usually stock up whenever I find it in London at Boots, or when I'm back in the States, I'll buy 6 or 7 jars of it at Target and bring it home to London with me. Anyways, hope folks love the recommendation. It's one of my favorite products, and thanks so much for your show. It's an absolute favorite of mine.
Thank you, Monica. And thank you, everyone else, for all of the body scrub recommendations. I have to do a little extra editing on some of the other ones that we're going to be sharing, as promised, because multiple people were calling out. Like, Jen, you said you take out the mistakes, so take this out. So I say, Jess, if you're up for it, we keep this going because I love hearing about body scrub. I love this homework. I want more suggestions. What do you think?
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Bring it on. You know how to bring it. Email us, info@fatmascara.com. Call us, 646-481-8182. We want to know your non-gloopy-doopy, non-shower-scary body scrubs. And we're going to raise our own wands now. Jessica.
Jessica.
Jessica Matlin.
Jessica. Okay.
It's your turn.
All right. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot right now that I'm feeling. All right. Around spring, I want to feel travel vibes, and you know where I really want to go? I went there about 15 years ago with my friends, and I do not have another trip there planned, but I went to Florence, and I went to the Santa Maria Novella store, and it was so beautiful, so much that when I went to Moda, I was like, we're bringing in Santa Maria Novella, and we are bringing in some of those magical products to bring that pharmacy romantic 800 plus year old vibes aesthetic. And I want that sense of travel. We sell a toner.
And quiet luxury.
It is quiet luxury. It is so quiet luxury. It's a story that you have to kind of look into a little bit more. It doesn't jump off the shelf. There's no loud colors. There's no bold claims. It's like, if you know, you know.
It's probably monks. I think there's monks involved. Nothing says quiet luxury like a monk.
It's so quiet, it doesn't even speak. It's like, so money sorry. Talks, wealth whispers, insane wealth just doesn't even fucking
and
speak.
Monks don't talk at all.
Okay? Just dead silent. You're not even allowed to talk. So the rose water toner is only like, I think it's like, I should know this. Oh my God, for shame. It's $35. I think it's the cheapest thing on the site. It's so gorgeous, and the smell is incredible, and you can use it. There's no rules. You can use it any way you want.
How would one, and how do you use the rose water toner? Why are you raising a wand to it?
Use it as a cleanser in the morning if you don't like to be jarred by cold water in the morning. I don't like to be jarred. Sometimes I just put it on a little cotton pad or just put it in your palms of your hands and then press it onto your face. It smells so nice. You can use it. This is something put in the description. This is like super luxe. To scent your bath water.
So it's not, okay. Yeah. Like if you don't want to have like a slippery bath, but you want like an aromatherapy experience. I get
okay,
it.
Okay. If you have a guest over, tell them run the bath and I'm going to scent your bath water with this Florentine old timey 800 plus year old stuff. It's also a beautiful gift.
$35, quite reasonable. Mother's Day is coming.
It's a gorgeous hostess gift. Yeah.
It's a beautiful hostess gift. I just think it's a beautiful item and just makes me feel special. It makes me feel Italian.
I love that. Okay, Jess, I love when this happens, when we're just aligned, the stars are aligned. So remember how you said you could put it on a little cotton round and use it, you know, clench your face? Well, as Earth Month comes to an end, I'll give you one better. You should use Rene Rouleau reusable cleansing cloths. They're not washcloths. They're cotton rounds. They're like 2 inches wide. I've always wanted to get behind. First of all, there's a reusable Q-tip right now. There's a reusable cotton swab that I swear my Instagram thinks I need. And I just can't get behind that. I don't care how many Q-tips I've thrown into a landfill. I'm so sorry. At least use bamboo Q-tips. I'm not using a reusable cotton swab in my ears. Sorry. However, I have gotten rid of the cotton rounds because these are so fun to use. They are so gorgeous. You get like a dozen of them in this little netting bag. And so what I did is I put a little adhesive tab hook on the inside of my medicine cabinet under my sink that I put the netting bag on. And then the stack of the little cotton rounds is next to it. I use one every night as I'm washing my face, softer than a washcloth, has a little bit of a flannel feel, like a, you know, like Caroline Hirons approved kind of like British lady would use a flannel, but in a cotton round shape. So you could use it for your toners and your essences. Essences, actually, I would use my fingers and just press in. But if you use a toner, eye makeup remover, you don't want to get it on the towels. Like, you know, you wash your face and wipe on the towel and then you're, you put it on these little rounds and get this. You know what quiet luxury is? I use two at a time. That's right. I put one in each little paw and I sort of like just move them around my face and press them against my eyes and wipe off my eye makeup. And do you know when they do that at a facial where they're using two cloths at a time on your face? Have you ever felt? It feels so good. The texture of them is amazing. I think it's bamboo. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. Whatever it is, it's more, it's bamboo cotton, which is so soft. It's like what all the baby washcloths are made out of. If you go to a baby shower lately, everybody's given stacks of like bamboo cloths like they're freaking candy. Anyway, Rene Rouleau, I love you. And I love that you made this. And I love that it comes with a little laundry bag. So then when you fill it up and you've used all 12, which took me, I guess, a week, you just throw it in with a weekend wash. And there you go. And then you have them again. And they're not going to stay perfectly white, but they're perfectly clean and soft. And they're so fun to use. And they're $14. Did I mention? $14.
That sounds great.
It's great. It goes really well with Santa Maria Novella rose water.
And there's your spring kit.
Yeah, and it's like a nice neutral color, like a beige. So it'll look, you know, you could put those two things together and give it to like somebody. That'd be a gorgeous gift to do together.
I would never forget that person got me that.
Right? So thoughtful. Anyway, those are good razor wands. It's like almost as if
we worked together.
We tried beauty products for a living and also worked together. It's almost as if that.
Nice work.
What a fun show. What a great job, Jess. Great job. Let's go get our beauty sleep, shall we?
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.